tossed 125 in this ballpark. Here's the first pitch now to Bart Shirley, the third baseman, and he takes a strike. We were 76 wins, 85 losses going into this year, and starting this game, we are 40-40 here at Cole Stadium. One strike, the count on Shirley. Here's the pitch by Bruce. It's high, and it's one ball, one strike. Shirley was safe in the fielder's choice in the second, flied out in the fifth inning to center field. He is 0-2. No score and only three hits. The Dodgers have picked up two of the three. Shirley leads off eighth inning. He'll be followed by Don Drysdale and then the shortstop, Dick Drazewski. A lot of sunshine here now. Bruce rocks back. Here's the windup and the pitch on the way to Shirley. Big chop to shortstop. Casco has it. Throw on to Bond, and there's one down. So Shirley opens the eighth. That's the eighth batter in a row now that Bruce has retired, as Shirley opens the eighth inning by grounding to Casco. That'll bring up the pitcher, Don Drysdale.
Pitcher number 53, Don Drysdale.
Right-hander John Purden is loosening up for the Dodgers down the right field line. Youngster. Well, here's Drysdale. He has been on base once. He drew a walk in the fifth. And the first time up, he bounced out to Aspromonte. One out, nobody on base, eighth inning. In the American League, final score on the Detroit-Boston game, a four-hit shutout by Joe Sparma. There's a swing and a miss by Drysdale, strike one. Sparma has 5-5 for Detroit now. As the Tigers beat Boston 3-0, Bill Montbouquet was the losing pitcher, and Bill Bruton had a home run for the Tigers. Minnesota-Los Angeles has not yet started. One strike to count, and here's the pitch by Bruce. Drysdale starts to go, checks, it's in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. Cincinnati did not score in the fourth. They still lead the Mets 3-0 in that second game, with New York batting in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the two-strike pitch to Drysdale. Slow curve, and he struck him out. Caught the outside corner at the belt. That's the sixth strikeout for Bruce today. Two away now, and here's the top of the batting order, Dick Drazewski.
Shortstop number 44, Dick Drazewski.
Drazewski has one of the two hits off Bruce, a first-inning line single to left field. Since then, he has popped to short and was safe on the fielder's choice. Two outs, nobody on. Outfield is pretty well straight away for this little fellow, and the first pitch is right in there up around the letters for a strike. No score, Dodgers nothing, Colt 45's nothing, eighth inning. Each club has committed an error, and a total of only three hits. There's a change, bounce to shortstop. Casco's up with Ottawa, knee high, and he shoots it over to first base to retire the side. 10 straight, retired by Bruce now, as Drazewski ends the inning by bouncing out to shortstop. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Our ball game now goes to the bottom of the eighth, with the score Houston nothing and Los Angeles nothing.
36 or 18.
Because it's brewed with famous spring water from the country of 1100 springs.
Refreshment from our country of 1100 springs. So let's have a cold world peace.
Bottom of the eighth inning now, and Jim Wynn, Eddie Casco, and Jerry Grody will be facing Don Drysdale. No score. Those of you who may have joined us late, quick recap here. Final scores, Milwaukee 14, Philadelphia 8. First game final, Cincinnati 4, New York 1. And after 3.5 innings of the second game at Shea Stadium, Reds 3, Mets nothing. And St. Louis defeated Pittsburgh 5-0. The Giants lost their first game to Chicago 4-1, and they're losing the second game. Here's Jim Lynn, flied to left and drew a base on balls. He is 0-1 officially. Drysdale has given up only one hit, a sixth-inning single to Al Spangler. Here's Drysdale's first pitch to win, a right-handed batter, and he takes a strike up around the letters, strike one. Nobody out, nobody on base. Danny Coon starting to loosen up a bit for Houston down the left field line. Now the pitch to win. There's a ball low and outside. One ball, one strike. Well, after Cincinnati finishes their game at New York this afternoon, the Phillies and Cincinnati each will have only five games remaining to play this year, while St. Louis will have six on the schedule. Here's the 1-1 pitch to win on. Jimmy swings and fouls another one off. One ball, two strikes. The Phillies will move on the road now. They have played their final game at home during the regular season. They will move into St. Louis tomorrow. They have three games at St. Louis and then finish the season with two games at Cincinnati. And that next weekend possibly could be the decider in the National League pennant race. The Reds also, as I mentioned, have five games to play, and all five of Cincinnati's remaining games will be at home. They play three against Pittsburgh and the two against the Phillies. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Wynn. He got him on that one. He checked his swing, called strike up around the letters. Wynn has been called out on strikes, and that is the third strikeout by Drysdale, one away. Here's Eddie Kesko. Now, the Cardinals, of course, are only a game out, and They will play all six of their remaining games at home. They have three games against the Phillies, and then they'll wrap up the season with three games at home against the New York Mets. Here's Kesko. Both times he's been up, he has bounced to shortstop. No score in this ball game. Bottom of the eighth. Here's the pitch by Drysdale. Kesko hits a bouncing foul ball down by Jim Busby at third, and a strike one. Left-hander Jim Brewer loosening up a bit also down the right field line for the Dodgers now. One out, nobody on base. Kesko the batter, and Jerry Grody will be up next. Here's Drysdale's next pitch, Daddy. Takes a little bit too high, and it's ball one and strike one. 1-1 count. White Sox still lead Kansas City 5-1 at the end of four innings. Yankees won today, or rather got beat today. Washington beat the Yankees in 11 innings, 3-2, and Baltimore beat Cleveland 4-0. Here's the 1-1 pitch. A little bit inside above the knees to Kesko, and it's ball two and strike one. One out, Wynn is open the eighth by striking out. And a ball two, strike one count on Eddie Kesko. 45s will be idle tomorrow, but we'll be back in action on Tuesday night in San Francisco, opening a three-game set against the Giants, and then wrap it up next weekend at Dodger Stadium against the same Dodgers. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Kesko hits a foul ball in front of Busby down the left field line, and the count moves to two balls, two strikes. On Tuesday night, we will be on the air at 9 o'clock Central Standard Time. 9 o'clock Central Standard Time Tuesday night for the first of the Giants series at Candlestick. Ball two, strike two on Kesko. Grody in the on-deck circle off the left side. This ball game is nothing and nothing, eighth inning. Outfield shade just a bit around the left side for Kesko. There's a high pop off the right side. Farley and Oliver and Griffith all charging the ball, and no one can get it. It goes up into the box seat. Sit in the first row alongside the Los Angeles bullpen, and it's ball two and strike two. So Drysdale gets himself a new baseball. 45s have had three base runners in this ball game. Wynn walk, Grody safe on an error, and a single by Spangler. And Drysdale throws the 2-2 to Kesko. He struck him out, too. So Kesko goes down swinging, and that's three strikeouts in a row for Drysdale and his fourth of the ball game. Prior to the seventh inning, he had struck out only Bruce. So with two down, here's Grody. Jerry's been up twice without a hit, reached base in the sixth on an error on the second baseman, Nate Oliver. The Mets did not score in the bottom of the fourth inning. Cincinnati 3, New York nothing after four innings of their second game. And Drysdale's first pitch to Grody, and Jerry takes a strike up around the letter, strike one. Wind is coming in from center field now, left center field toward the plate. Pretty good clip at the present time. Here's the pitch on the way again, and Grody goes for Drysdale's fastball, and Drysdale evidently got something in his eye just as he delivered the ball. And he appears to be all right. Probably the perspiration dropped down in his eyes just as he delivered that ball. But he's out in front of Grody, two strikes. Only three hits in this game. Spangler for Houston, Trzewski and Oliver for Los Angeles. It's nothing and nothing. Two strikes now on Grody. Here's Drysdale's windup in the pitch now. Swing and a miss, and he struck him out. He struck out the side. Four strikeouts in a row for Drysdale. That's number five. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go now to the first half of the ninth inning with the score Los Angeles nothing and Houston nothing.
We know a lot of you fans are enjoying the convenience of the Colt 45's Dreamliner buses to Colt Stadium. In the event some of you are not familiar with this feature, the round-trip fare is just 75 cents. These are the locations of the starting points. In the Lyons Avenue area, the south parking lot of Weingarten store number 23 at Lyons and Shotwell Streets. The bus leaves at 6:25 p.m. North Houston area, North Lyons Shopping Center, main entrance and mall. Bus leaves at 6:25. East End area, Gulfgate Shopping Center, the parking lot in front of the Piccadilly Cafeteria. The bus leaves at 6:25. Scott Street area, Hankey's store number 62 parking lot at the intersection of OST and Scott Street. This bus leaves at 6:35 p.m. All these buses return to the starting locations immediately after each game. Once again, just 75 cents round trip. All buses leave approximately 1 hour before game time. So ride the Colt 45's Dreamliner buses to Colt Stadium.
Griffith has struck out twice, his first two times up, and in the sixth inning he grounded out to second base. Right-hander Jim Owens is going to start loosening up for Houston now down the left field line as we start the ninth. Bruce has given up two hits, struck out six, and has walked one. Outfield shifts around the right side for Griffith. Wind coming in from center field and almost continuous sunshine here now. Here's the windup by Bruce and the first pitch into Griffith, and he taps a foul in front of Pete Reeser, who's coaching down a third. Rolls on down to the Houston bullpen, and it's strike one. Willie Davis in the on-deck circle. Dodgers and the Colt 45s are nothing and nothing. Bob Bruce and Don Drysdale. Here's the pitch on the way to Griffith now. There's a ground ball off the right side. Morgan comes in fast on this one. He'll have to hurry and just did get him. On a very slow hit ball, Griffith was shying away from that for some reason. It evidently was high and inside, and he was leaning back, and he accidentally hit the ball to second base, and Morgan came in to make the pickup, and they just got him at first base. So Griffith has rolled out, Morgan to Bond, one out ninth inning. That's the 11th in a row now that Bruce has retired since he walked Drysdale in the fifth, and now here's Willie Davis. He's been up three times without a hit and has struck out twice. Here's Bruce's pitch to Willie Davis. There's a foul ball. That's going into the seats down the first base side, and it's strike one. One strike on Willie Davis. Tommy Davis will be up next. Bruce looks over his sign from Jerry Grody. Here's the pitch now. There's a high fly ball. Pop up back into right center field. Morgan is back for this one now. Joe's calling everyone off, but now the center fielder, Jim Wynn, moves in behind him to make the catch. Morgan all set to grab it, and then Wynn called him off of it. And they're two down. So Willie Davis flies to center. Two outs, and now here's the left fielder for the Dodgers, Tommy Davis. He's been up three times without a hit. Safe on a fielder's choice, and the last two times has flied out to right field and to center field. No score, ninth inning. And a right-handed batter, Tommy Davis, in to face Bruce. Bob Rock's back now, and here's the first pitch into Tommy Davis. He takes a strike on the outside corner at the bell to strike one. Well, we hope that you fans have a good supply of Pearl beer on hand for this afternoon's game, and a reminder to enjoy Pearl often from the country of 1100 Springs. Bob takes a double pump out there this time to Tommy Davis, and the pitch, a slow curveball, line drive down the left field line. It'll be in there for extra bases. Spangler coming fast, Davis on his way to second, and Spangler's throw will not be in time. It's a double. So Tommy Davis, with two outs in the ninth, is doubled over third for his 19th two-base hit of the year. And the Dodgers are threatening now with two outs and the catcher John Roseboro coming up. That's the third hit off Bruce. Roseboro is 0 for 3. That's the first hit off Bruce since Oliver singled in the infield with two outs in the second. Oh, Tommy Davis takes his lead off second base. Roseboro, left-handed batter. Ground ball to Morgan's left. Joe over fourth. Falls down. Here comes Tommy Davis in to score. The play at the plate is in time. They got it. Tommy Davis is cut down at the plate by Joe Morgan, the Grotty, on a play that will not ever be any closer than that one. Ball was hit to Morgan going to his left. He slipped on the wet grass, picked himself up, fired to Grody, and got him to retire the side. Caught will be an error on Joe Morgan, but he recovered in time to get the big play at the plate as Roseboro was safe at first base. And Davis was cut down, Joe Morgan to Jerry Grody. And in the ninth, no runs, one hit, one error, and one man was left on base. And we go down to the bottom of the ninth inning, and this ball game is still nothing and nothing. Well, that was a thriller for you, and you got this late in the ball game, and everything hinged right on that one. So the 45s will be coming up here now in the bottom of the ninth inning with Bob Bruce, Al Spangler, and Joe Morgan. Well, the lead batter here will be pitcher Bob Bruce with no score last half of the ninth. Here comes Bob out now. He's pitched a mighty fine ball game again. Bob, incidentally, Bruce has not given up a run now in 18 innings. He has pitched a shutout through nine today. And his last time out, he shut out the New York Mets. So he has not given up a run in 18 innings. Here's the first pitch by Drysdale. And Bob singles into right center field. They go for two. Well, you'll have to hold with a single as Tommy Willie Davis makes the pickup. Bruce singles into right center field to open the ninth inning. That's only the second hit off Drysdale. Well, there's the big one on now if we can get him around. Here's Spangler. Al had the only other hit off Drysdale in the sixth, and has grounded out and popped out the other two times. So we're going to have a little conference on the mound now as Drysdale, Roseboro, Shirley, and Fairley all get together now on the hill to decide what kind of strategy they're going to use here now. Now to see what Houston does here, whether or not they'll be bunting Bruce, the pitcher, up to second base, or whether Al will be swinging away. Now, in order to make sure they get straight and everything, Spangler's having a few words with the third base coach, Jim Busby. So Bruce is on first. Keep in mind now that Bruce is not too fast, although he does move too slowly, but we'll see whether or not they call for the sacrifice. Joe Morgan will be up next. Runner on first, nobody out. Score nothing, nothing. Bottom of the ninth inning. Here's the stretch now. Look over to first base. And here's the pitch on the way. Spangler swings away and he pops it into right field. Wes Parker coming on for this one now. He makes the play on it, one down. So the bunt was not on as Spangler flies to right field, one away. That'll bring up Joe Morgan now with Bruce still on first base and one out. Nothing and nothing. We're in the bottom of the ninth.
Number 35, Joe Morgan.
Now this ball game today is complete reversal of our opening game here in 1962. This is a nothing-nothing game in the ninth inning, and the first one was 11-2 when the 45s beat Chicago. Here's Morgan. He's 0-for-3. Little left-handed batter, and Bruce with a very short lead off first base. Morgan checked in time. He started to go on a low inside pitch, ball one. Bruce singled into right center field to start the ninth. And Spangler is flying to right field. Rusty Staub will be up next. One ball, no strikes on Morgan, and Drysdale throws again. And Morgan swings, and he misses that one. Just got a piece of it. Foul ball right at Roseboro's feet, and it's one ball and one strike. Chicago still leading Kansas City 5-0 with the A's batting in the bottom of the sixth. Parker fairly well back out in right field. Bruce very short off first base. Here's the pitch. Morgan swings at a fastball, and it's 0-2. two strikes now, Morgan. Drysdale has allowed two hits. Bruce has given up three. And Morgan behind on Drysdale here now with one out, Bruce at first, ninth inning. One ball, two strikes. Drysdale back up on that rubber again now. Here's the pitch on the way, and there's a tap foul. Bounces into the Houston dugout back to third. And the count remains at one ball and two strikes. No game tomorrow. We'll be with you on Tuesday night from Candlestick Park, San Francisco, 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, with the first of three games against the Giants and the start of our final week of the 1964 season. Morgan back in again now. One ball, two strikes. Here's the stretch by Drysdale. Bruce still stays close to first base. Farrelly holding up against him. High outside fastball to Morgan, and it's two balls and two strikes. 2-2 count. Bruce singled to right center field. Spangler flied to right field for the first out. And Morgan will be followed by Rusty Staub. Houston nothing and Los Angeles nothing. Last half of the ninth inning. Here's the 2-2 stretch by Drysdale. Morgan hits one to the right side. Way back is Oliver. And no one's covering Chris, and he beat it out. Vincent. Joe Morgan laid out a base hit as Drysdale was a little bit late getting to first. The ball was hit way over by the foul line, and Oliver went over and fairly thought he had a chance to play the ball, so he left first base. That left it open for enough time. As Drysdale was just a little bit behind Morgan, who's very fast, he took the throw from Oliver, but too late. It's an infield hit. Bruce has been moved to second base. The 45s have runners on first and second with one out. Here's Rusty Staub, and let's pause here now for station identification. Smokey Alston is coming to the mound now, and we may just have Ron Peranoski. I don't know what Smokey's feelings would be here now with the winning run on second and one out and a left-handed batter coming up, but he does have Peranoski warmed up in the bullpen. Drysdale has pitched himself a three-hit shutout through eight and a third innings. And it appears that Alston is going to stay with his right-hander Drysdale. So, big deal, stay on. Only one out, and the winning run is on second base. Keep in mind now that it's Bruce running at second. So, in order to get a run in here, it'll take a pretty good solid base hit here by Staub. Drysdale is ready in the stretch. First pitch to Rusty. Takes it high and outside, ball one. One and nothing. Walt Bond will be up next. Bruce at second, Morgan at first, one out. Dodger infield, of course, a double play depth there. And the score nothing and nothing, and the hits are all even now, three apiece. As Bruce is single, and Morgan is beaten on an infield hit to second. Outfield deep and around the right side. Arms down by Drysdale. Here's the pitch. Rusty looks at a fast strike on the inside corner of the knees, and it's ball one and strike one. The Mets have just scored in that second game, and at the end of five, Cincinnati 3, New York 1. And at the end of six innings of the American League, White Sox 5, Kansas City 1. One ball, one strike. Two men on, one out, last of the ninth inning. Good solid base hit here now. Could wrap it up out here for today. And it's one ball and one strike on Staub. Drysdale peers in to get his signs. Not too big a lead by Bruce off second base. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, second base, double play ball. Oliver goes to shortstop. Out, throw to first, double play to retire the side. That's what the Dodgers were looking for, and they got it. As Morgan is out at second base, Oliver going to Trzuski on the relay over to first base. Ends the ninth inning, and we go into extra innings out here today. In the ninth inning, no runs on two hits. There were no errors with one man left on base. Our ball game now moves to the 10th with the score Houston nothing and Los Angeles nothing.
Replacement from the country. refreshing, cold and clear. Give pure refreshment
to Cold Pearl Taste.
You'll miss Pearl if you go someplace where you can't get it. You'll miss Pearl's flavor and character. You'll know Pearl is better beer because it's brewed with famous spring water from the country of 1100 springs.
Let's have some Pearl beer. Pearl's a beer that brings refreshment from the country of 1100 springs. So let's have a cold Pearl beer.
First half of the 10th inning here at Colt Stadium, nothing and nothing. Well, this is the first extra inning game of the year between these two ball clubs, and this is only the second time this season that the 45s have gone into extra innings here at home. All the other extra inning games have been on the road. 45s have won 3 and lost 5 in the extra inning column so far this season. The only other home game that we had in extra innings was an 8-7, 10-inning victory over the St. Louis Cardinals back on August the 19th. Ron Farley will lead off. He'll be followed by Nate Oliver and then Bart Shirley here in the top of the 10th inning and no score.
The first baseman, number 6.
Well, the Cubs defeated the Giants twice today, and that just about could do it for San Francisco. 4-2 second game. Cal Kuntz won it. And Bob Bolin was the losing pitcher for the Giants. Farley takes it high and outside, ball one. The only home run was a grand slam by Ernie Banks. So a double loss by the Giants, 4-1, 4-2 for the Cubs. Nate Oliver will be up next. Farley has struck out, safe on an error, and fouled out. He is officially 0-3 today. Here's the pitch on the way now. Swinging a foul ball, a hopper back toward the screen. One ball, one strike. Bob Bruce and Don Drysdale now in extra innings. And we have a double shutout going. Ron Farley, first baseman, left-handed batter. Bruce has given up 3 hits, struck out 6, and has walked 1 today. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Farley. Swing and a miss, strike 2. 2 strike count now. Milwaukee beat Philadelphia 14-8. Reds beat the Mets 4-1 in the first game, and they're leading New York 3-1 at the end of 5 in the second game, and the Cardinals defeated Pittsburgh 5-0. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Farley. A little bit low outside. Yankees lost to Washington in 11 innings 3-2. Baltimore beat Cleveland 4-0. And the White Sox lead Kansas City 5-1 at the end of 6. Yanks lead has been trimmed to 3 games, and Cincinnati leads the National League now by a half. Ball 2, strike 2. Here's the pitch to Farley. Swinging a ground ball right side, deep back over. Bond gets it, flips to Bruce at first base for the out. So Ron Farley hops one down the first base side to Walt Bond. That'll bring up the second baseman for Los Angeles, Nate Oliver. Oliver has had 1 hit, an infield hit in the second inning, 1 of the 3 off Bruce, sacrificed and flied out. He is 1-for-2 today, officially. Oliver bats right. Down in the bullpen for Houston, right-hander Jim Owens and left-hander Hal Wittichick are cranking up now. And Ron Peronoski is back up throwing again for the Dodgers. Alston will have him warming up again now in case he reaches the point here where he may want to use a pinch hitter for Drysdale in the 10th inning. Bruce takes a lot of time out there in the mound. One out, nobody on base. Here's the windup and the first pitch to Oliver. And there's a hard hit ground ball to short. Casco up with it. Throw to first. Got him. Well, he really stung that one pretty good. Hard hit ground ball to short. And Casco on over to Walt Bond, 2 away. Here's Bart Shirley, the Dodger third baseman.
Baseman number 23.
0-for-3 today. That's right. Dodgers nothing. Colt 45's nothing. The pitch to Shirley. Swing and a miss. Fastball. And it's 1-2. 1-2 count. Two outs as Farley and Oliver have both grounded out. Bruce checks over his sign again from Jerry Grody. Here's the windup and the pitch on the way now. That's a high one. He was slip pitch, evidently. Slow curveball. Seemed to slip away from him. Ball two and strike one. 2-1 count. Ball two and strike one. Two outs, nobody on, top of the 10th, and this is nothing and nothing. Dodgers in the Colt 45s. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Shirley. Fastball low outside, and it's 3-1. 3-1, one strikeout. So Bruce gets behind on Shirley now. Time called, and Grody is going out to talk to Bruce. Should Shirley get on, Drysdale is due to bat next. And now here comes Frank Howard out, and Howard evidently is coming on as a pinch batter with a 3-1 count on Shirley. Alston is making a pinch hitting change right here. Well, Bart Shirley is being lifted for a pinch batter with a 3-1 count. Bart Shirley. With two outs and nobody on base. Howard, a right-handed batter. He's hitting 230. 69 runs batted in, 24 home runs. First pitch popped up. Back in the left center field. It could drop Casco going out, and he got it with his back to the infield to retire the side. On the first pitch to Howard, who came in with a 3-1 count to bat for Shirley, he seemed to be checking his swing on that one, and he popped up the left center field, and Casco went way out with his back to the infield and hauled it in to retire the side. Top of the 10th is over. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. And the score is still nothing and nothing as the 45s come in here, last of the 10th inning. Say, all you cigarette smokers, have you ever tasted fine tobacco at its best? Well, you have if you've ever smoked the Lucky Strike. You see, every Lucky is blended with fine tobacco from one end of that cigarette to the other. You know what LSMFT stands for. Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Well, that means great taste. So why not do this? Taste fine tobacco at its best. Just look for the pack with the big red bullseye. Smoke a Lucky Strike.
Fine tobacco at its best, smoke a Lucky Strike. Fine tobacco at its best, the taste that made it like. Great taste was born the day they made this famous Lucky Blender. And it's a fact, each Lucky's packed with fine tobacco. End-to-end taste, fine tobacco at its best, smoke a Lucky Strike. Smoke a Lucky Strike.
Here's a later score now on Cincinnati, New York at the end of six innings in their second game. The Reds 3, Mets 1 at the end of six. And the White Sox did not score in the seventh inning at Kansas City, but they still lead the A's 5-1. Jim Gilliam is now playing third, replacing Bart Shirley, who was lifted for a pinch batter. And Walt Bond will lead off for Houston. He'll be followed by Bob Aspromonte and then Jimmy Wynn.
The first baseman, number 23, Walt Bond.
Now, Walter has not had a hit. He has been up three times. Very few people have had hits out here today. We've had only a total of six hits, three off Bruce and three off Drysdale. Walt has popped up twice and grounded out. So Bond, the left-handed batter, facing Drysdale, bottom half of the 10th inning. Ball, it's outside, ball one. 1-0. Aspromonte moves into the on-deck circle off the left side. 1-1, no strikes, no score, bottom of the 10th. Drysdale gets a sign again now from John Roseboro. Here's the pitch on the way, and Bond hits a foul up in the seats off the left side. And it's 1-1 and one strike. 1-1 count. Nobody out, nobody on base. Left-handed batter Bond, 1-1 count. Here's the windup in the pitch now, and Bond takes a high outside pitch. This is not the first time that Houston has gone through nine innings of a nothing and nothing game. You may recall back in 1962. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Ball high and outside, 3-1 on Bond. Back in 1962, Houston and Cincinnati went 12 innings of scoreless baseball here at Kohl Stadium before Johnny Klipstein hit a home run in the 13th to win it, 1-0. It was Farrell who pitched 12 consecutive innings, a shutout ball that night against the Reds. Ball four, and Bond is on to open the 10th. Well, that's only the second base on balls given up by Drysdale.
Number 14, the third baseman, Bob Astro.
First walk was to Jimmy Wynn in the fifth. So for the second inning in a row now, the Colt 45s have their lead man on, and here's Bob Astromonte. Astro is looking for his first hit. He is 0 for 3. Runner on first base is Bond. Ron Fairley holds up against him. Here's the stretch now. And Drysdale throws to Astro, and he's going to bunt that ball. He took it inside for ball one. 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Here's the stretch again by Drysdale. Now, not too big a lead by Bond off first. Astro bunts a foul down the first base side. One ball and one strike. A base on balls to Bond to open the bottom of the 10th with a score nothing and nothing. And Aspromonte now trying to get a bunt down. Jim Wynn will be up next. Drysdale, through nine innings, has allowed three hits, struck out five, walked two. Has a sign again now. Short lead again by Bond off first base. There's a throw over there. Fairly takes the throw, but doesn't put the tag on Bond. Drysdale trying to hold the Houston first baseman close to the bag. One ball, one strike on Aspromonte, a right-handed batter. Here's the pitch on the way, and Aspro swings away on that one. The bunt sign was removed, and he bounces a foul ball in the seats back at third, and he's behind on Drysdale. Now one ball, two strikes. 1-2 count. Bob Miller, a right-hander, has joined Ron Peronoski in the bullpen for the Dodgers down the right field line. 1-2 count on Aspromonte with Jim Wynn up next. Drysdale checks the sign again, watches Bond on first, arms down. Here's the pitch to Aspro, very high fastball, and it's two balls and two strikes. 2-2 count. After six innings at New York, Reds 3, Mets 1. Cincinnati trying to win their ninth game in a row. Have already taken the opener 4-1 from New York while the Phillies were losing. Drysdale takes a bit of time out there in the mound. Now he's after that rosin bag. Ball two, strike two. Bond has walked to open the 10th, and it's a 2-2 count on Aspromonte.